schedule of division of costs based on the actual participation of state parties in the conference. This document has to be seen in conjunction with Rule 12 and the appendix of the rules of procedure, which the conference adopted at its first plenary meeting on 3 May 2010. Second document, document NPT-CONF 2010/CC1, the draft report of the Prudential Committee. Third document, NPT-CONF 2010-L1, which contains the procedural component of the final document relating to the organization of work of the conference. And fourth, document NPT-CONF 2010-L2, which contains the draft final document to the substantive component of the conference review of the operations of the treaty, taking into account the decisions and resolution adopted in 1995, NPT Review and Extension Conference, and the final document of the 2000 Review Conference. Chair has no copy of the four documents. Excellencies, distinguished delegates, good afternoon again. I wish to express my most sincere appreciation and gratitude to all of you for your hard work this past 4 weeks. I wish to offer my thanks to the chairpersons of the three main committees, and also the chairs of the three subsidiary bodies. And I am deeply indebted to the work being undertaken by the facilitators in our plenary work, Ambassador Jennifer Macmillan, Ambassador Marchet, Ambassador Cancela, and Ambassador Kelly Allison, Allison Kelly. Ambassador Marchet, Ambassador Cancela, Ambassador Eli Allison continued their work from the subsidiary bodies as our lead person. Their dedication, wisdom, and guidance were of great help to me. The purpose of this plenary meeting is for me to present to you this draft final document. This document was made possible because all delegations sought to work constructively with each other. We have this document today because of the valuable support I received from the Bureau and the Secretariat. We have this document because I believe that we all certainly desire a successful outcome for our review conference. We started working on my draft, a plenary document on the outcome last Tuesday morning. We worked together to give content and life to this document. I believe it has many good points, and I have all you to thank for that. Shortcomings, if any, are entirely on my account. This is a document that may not satisfy many, and yet it may be an answer to our prayers. I have listened very carefully to all the views presented by the state parties, and this document before you is the very best that can be offered, given the complexities of the issues and the diverging and sometimes even diametrically opposed position taken on some issues. It is also my belief that the complexities of the issues and the number of issues do not yield to our process in moving and coming out a really, I would say, fantastic document. I therefore commend to state parties the document before you for your kind consideration and approval. Making changes to the document, a document that is carefully balanced. Its presentation is a product of our arduous work, maybe in danger the success of this conference. As I have said, we have worked and toiled together these past 4 weeks. Our work is about to come to an end. Let us share in successfully concluding all our exertions and all our work. It is my hope that you can mark that success by adopting this document tomorrow. It is time to rest. For now, for the time being. As you have to read very carefully this document, and as you have also have to refer to your respective capital. Tomorrow I will convene a formal plenary meeting at 11 o'clock, at which time it is my fervent wish that all the seeds of hope that we have planted together throughout this review conference will bear fruit. Thank you, and I close the meeting.